Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa's out of town celebrating his girlfriend Dallas's birthday. Happy birthday, Dallas. Hey, I got a great co-host today. Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits is here with me talking fishing, talking calicos, tuna. We haven't talked lobster yet.
No.
We'll come on that. Yeah, we'll come up on that. But Corey has brought gifts for two lucky callers today. He's going to give away a $100 set of MC Swim Baits that are going to include a lot of your new baits, right, Corey?
Sharing the love and sharing the passion. Yeah, absolutely. We'll throw a lot of the new swimmers in there. And
so generous.
Some swag, hat, you know, whatever we can put together.
Nice. A $100 set for two lucky callers, 858-457-1090. Or 877-792-1090. All the lines are full, but keep on trying. And now, let's find out what's biting. The Catch Report today, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing, San Diego's finest. That's why they're known as the fish pros. And once you try them, like I have, you're going to be hooked. We took our fish this week. We went fishing, caught a bunch of yellowfin tuna, took them to the fish pros, Fisherman's Processing. They filleted, vacuum packed. And the thing about Fisherman's Processing, when you open that vacuum bag, it's table ready.
Pete, I have to add, I had some yesterday.
Yeah.
Some RP yellowtail from Mr. Yamate from Fisherman's Processing.
Oh.
And let me tell you, it was the most, two things. The processing, absolutely epic. There's no juice in there. It was just so clean. And that fish, number one, they started out with, you know, RP, RSW fish.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, that yellowtail was like grouper.
Oh.
I'm telling you. That,
oh.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the reason they're the best, they have phenomenal fillets, like Raymond and the guys there. They have phenomenal prep guys. They have phenomenal vacuum pack people. Their whole system, the management with Sean there, the best. That's why they're the fish pros. Fisherman'sProcessing.com, or just see them when your trips return to the San Diego landings. Don't settle for another. Fisherman's Processing is the one you want. Let's start with our FishDope.com report. Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Corey.
Mark.
Lots of good calico bass info, man.
Yeah, isn't it?
Holy crap. You guys are doing a great job there. But, hey, guys, Thursday was our last day of summer. It definitely felt more like winter with the showers and the wind. And then yesterday, our first official day of fall, man, it felt like it. The seasons, they are a-changing. But, you know, for a lot of what we like to do offshore, the best is yet to come. It's my favorite time of year coming up there. But we're just coming off of 2 days of big wind, and it's still blowing on the outside, but thank God it's coming down. So things are getting back to normal. But before the breeze, there's some very good fishing around. Santa Barbara Island, I did get a couple reports. Not much to report. No sign of exotics up there. Just bottom grabbers there. Catalina, still holding a pretty healthy population of good grays, yellows, and it's scattered pretty much all over the island. There's no one hot spot. No place to run to that's like a guaranteed bite. But there's fish front side middle, front side west. And then backside east is probably getting the most amount of pressure. It's also got the most amount of seals. And Farnsworth Bank, of course, big baits, heavy gear, guys. That seal issue is a real problem. You really got to lean on those fish to get them in. But there's plenty of fish around the island right now. San Clemente Island, again, this is before the weather, but lots of yellow scattered up and down in structure spots on the front side. And then new area fish showing up west there, big area fish, actually. And they're all good ones, 20 to 30 pounders, 30 plus. And my buddy just sent me a text there. He caught some of them big ones there the other day, and all stuffed with red crabs and squid. It's getting to be that time of year. Squid's starting to show up in the fish. And offshore, those yellowfin still around before the wind, had some interesting developments here. We had mixed grade yellowfin, some nice ones, and mixed in with some bluefin up above the west end of Clemente out in Never Never Land up toward that 499. Good tarrafin fix. kind of show what that water structure is looking like right now. It's worthy up there, and it bodes well. It's quite warm, and there's going to be some fish around for a long time up that direction, it looks like. Off San Diego there, that yellowfin, you know, kind of pushed up above the border a little bit. It looks like it's trickling back down around that 371, down toward that hidden is where kind of the main body is right now. They had tough conditions the last couple of days with this breeze, so be interesting to see what happens there. And then, of course, there's those huge bluefin still biting outside Clemente. Once again, they bit just fine on the upswing to the moon, dark of the moon. Just an absolutely display, amazing display for the guys that would stay till late in the day. Fish are coming up like after 4 towards 5 o'clock all the way till dark. And at least 3 more landed from 320 to 350. Many more of that grade lost. It's just absolutely hard to believe that we got this much super cows swimming around right here in our backyard. It's just what an amazing season this has been. And like I said, this is coming up on the fall. It's my favorite time of year to fish. Time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, you know, Mark, I've talked about with my friend John Fries, who owns Pizza Nova and Best Pizza and Brew. He was out fishing that bluefin, and he caught a short-billed spearfish on a cedar plug the other day.
Oh,
and there's been a lot of short-billed spearfish this year, haven't there?
You know, there really have been. And just, you know, it's a, like you guys were talking earlier, it's a very strange setup with the water this year because it's theoretically going towards La Nina. Now they think it's really going towards La Nina, but it doesn't act like that at all. And now, you know, I was just looking at the water temperatures around in the structure. I mean, the water's warm for this time of year. And, it's just a weird setup. And yet we got all this bluefin around, which you typically think of as maybe being a little more cool water fish. And yet, even though it's supposed to be cool water, we never even saw an albacore down here this year, although they're clobbered up north still. So it's, yeah. And then there's been all this spearfish, typically they're warm water, but no wahoo or no blue marlin or exotics like that to go with them. So I don't know. You know, the ocean, it just is what it is. It's, thank God it's that big mysterious place we never really get figured out that keeps us going out there, you know?
Oh, yeah. And you know, second day of the Peskies tournament at Catalina today, right?
Oh, man. I was trying.
It must have been a tough one yesterday, right?
I was trying to explain to one of my customers yesterday afternoon, he's a marlin guy. And I was trying to explain the Pesky. So I have fished that tournament many times. And, you know, I told him honestly, I said, you know, you really can't explain it. You just need to sign up and go next year.
It's fun.
Those guys know how to have a good time. But, yeah, they kind of struggled yesterday. I didn't really get much in the way of reports, but that breeze didn't make it easy on them, I'm sure.
Well, hopefully they'll have a better day today and find some fish and get on them. You know, the Marlin Club of San Diego is going to have their 35th annual small boat tournament. I know you've been a part of that. Many years past, October 7th and 8th. Good time of the year. And then they're going to have their awards October the 9th. It's open to the public. It's for small boats, which is really, really cool. So you're competing against each other. It's very reasonable to get in. You want more information, check themarlinclub.com or just stop by the Marlin Club on Shelter Island. Certainly one of the oldies and goodies of the Marlin or just the general fishing club in Southern California, right?
Oh, that Marlin Club is fantastic, man. Over the years, when we used to kill them all, you know, we weighed tons of fish in there. And,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, they've just done a great job of supporting the industry and supporting the community for sure. And, you know, and it looks like that fish, you know, it's kind of been way up west. Again, it looks like a warm water year, but it supposedly wasn't. But that fish looks like it's starting to trickle down. They're fishing more around Catalina. Some of the guys were in the 277 yesterday, so might be trickling right down into that 181, 182 zone for that tournament there. That's where they're supposed to be at that time of year, so we'll see.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'll tell you what, fishdope.com, Danny's been on the pulse of all of the fishing, the yellowtail, the tuna, everything going on out there. You can find it at fishdope.com. Find the numbers. I did it Wednesday. I used the fishdope.com numbers, went right to the spot and had limits plus. I mean, we had to drive away from the biting yellowfin tuna, and they were dead on.
Did you have limits in minutes?
Limits in minutes. It was like, okay, guys, we're done. Okay, you have to release everything else that comes on the boat. And it was just literally in minutes, so it was pretty cool. So fishdope.com is the way to go. Hookup now is your code for $20 off, lowercase, no space. Hookup now, And how do we find you, Mark?
Oh, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach, the corner of both of Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. That phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And stop on by. We'll show you some cool stuff, guys.
All right. Very good, Mark. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, Pete. We'll see you.
All right. Marcos, C4 Sport Fishing. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Got Corey in here. He's a regular at C4th.
Yeah, we see him down here occasionally.
Yeah, it's stocking the bins.
Exactly. And, you know, all the fishing, I know we talked about it last time, every one of the fish we've caught this week has been on MC Swim Baits.
Good job, Marcos.
Every single one.
Every single one. It's amazing. I can't believe it. I mean, they just stop at the bait barge, and they say, now let's take the swim baits instead.
Yeah,
but very good fishing. We've seen all week there. The half day, still seeing some of that yellowtail. Last couple of days, a bit better in the afternoon, but overall pretty good there. Some good-sized bonito, calico bass, a little bit of bottom fish. That's what we've been seeing for the last couple of weeks here. Three-quarter day trips fishing offshore, yellowfin, skipjack, occasional Dorado in the mix there. Those overnight boats, very similar. Yellowfin, Dorado, skipjack, a few bluefin in account this week, so... Overall, great fishing for kind of what we're expecting, you know, nowadays at the September going into October there. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. Have our half-day schedule up there, three-quarter days. We have one day, a day and a half, a couple 2 days in the mix there. So lots of options for you at this point. Said at this point of the year, weekend fill up really quick. So definitely get on the ball there. Or if you have time during the week, there's plenty of options. c4thlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit the tackle shop, check out the supply of MC swim baits we have here, and get out fishing.
That's good times, Marcos.
Yeah.
I was just down there yesterday.
Stocking them up.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool, Marcos. Good fishing. I'm telling you, the weather week this week, the window we have, is pretty amazing. Temperatures in the 80s and no wind. So get out there and go fishing at C4 Sport Fishing.
Absolutely. We'll love to take you guys out.
All right. Appreciate that, Marcos. Talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right. Sport Fishing Financials, Rick Jensen with the Northern Baja Report. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. What's happening?
Well, I guess, Corey, sounds like you're eating some yellowtail from over at Guadalupe Island here the last couple of days, right?
Oh, gosh darn. I've never had a yellowtail that, seriously, it was just so fatty and so different than... anything else. I mean, it seriously, like a grouper.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's definitely a fish from there that is different from anywhere else and not overrated. I like to target those as much as anything when we're fishing there, and that's kind of the big news of Northern Baja this week, that the RP headed over there with the group of strong anglers that turned that bite on in a big way here this last week. They got into tuna that were pushing up to 200 pounds and over, and lots of fish in the 150-pound range landed, lots of big yellowtail in the mix, and it looks like the fish have moved into that area, and the Guadalupe boats with the permits, like the RP and the gang there, are going to be probably settling in for hopefully a longer season than a continued long season and all the way into November when we're heading down there. Pete, I know you're heading down there in a few weeks yourself, right?
Yeah, we have a trip on the Shogun early November, and I know you have one on the Royal Polaris too, right?
Right, so yeah. We're excited about that. Currently down in the lower Baja near Mulegé, the water really cleared up, stayed clear after the storm went through there. The Pargo and the Snapper and even a Snook was taken there recently. Some whale sharks are filling in. Up in the central Baja on the coastal side of La Bocana and Asuncion, really the right time of year and starting to turn on there. It's usually good through year end, and this is the time to get on it. They've already started to load up with limits of yellowtail up to the 40-pound range pretty easily there. We talked also with Jeff at Cedros, and since he got done with Ron, he's got another group there, and the school-sized yellowfin are all around 8 to 15 pounds. Calico's, I think, slowed a little bit, but they're still in a pick bite into the shallows. And Dorado, our near shore, you know, Pete, like you talked about the calico and the bluefin both together in one bite. You can be fishing yellowtail and targeting them on the real near shore high spots, and a Dorado will swim in right next to the island there. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And I know that he was mentioning that also the yellowtail, 10 to 20 pounds, are just everywhere there. He said almost every cast, 10 to 20 pounds on the near shore high spots. So strong fishing all through that central area, islands and coastal. Up at Stankentine, a little bit smaller yellowtail are showing and some bonita. Occasional white sea bass, that's slowed a bit. the big lings and reds are around, but the weather continues to be a little tough there. We hope that that straightens up and gets some good weather with this week coming up there. Up at Ensenada, good fishing for smaller yellowtail again, the 10-pound type of stuff and even under. Barracuda and yellowtail are around, plenty of rockfish. Earlier in the week, some guys headed outside and found some of those yellowfin, but not many people have been taking a lick there. Sounds like Benny might swing out there and have a lick on his trip as well. So maybe we'll hear from him that there's some yellows in and outside of the bay there, but yellowtail, yellowfin, I should say, but nobody's really been heading out there that's really reporting. So that's it for what we have in Baja, and I think that's Central Coast, Cedros, and now that out of Guadalupe Island are really looking good, and we look to have a great fall in all that region.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Well, hey, Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial, I know you've helped many of our listeners, a lot of people just getting started or just want a better choice than somebody that really knows his business. Sport Fishing Financial, you can talk finances and fishing with Rick, and I'm telling you guys, it's the real deal. So check him out. Rick, how do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's sportfishingfinancial.com, or give me a call. It's that time of year, end of the year, if fishing ever does really slow down and you want to try to do some tax planning or set a qualified plan up for your company and defer some money without paying taxes, let's hook up. Sportfishingfinancial.com or 949-481-1807.
Time to do that now. And Rick's going to join me and Pete from Kussler Yachts on the Katmai Lodge trip next August, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get that on the schedule and do something on the north side for a change and change it up a bit. Looking forward to that.
I'm telling you, you are going to absolutely go nuts at that place. The problem with that, once you go, you're going to want to go back.
Yeah, I was only fishing once in Alaska, and we had a fantastic trip and really excited to get back into the groove there, and maybe that'll be an annual stop for me, you, and the gang.
Yeah, well, if you want to join us, that's the August trip, Katmai Lodge, August 24th, the trophy trout and silver salmon season up at that amazing place, specially priced, not only discounted, but also a free flyout. It's about a $6,000 trip for $4,000, which for a remote Alaska location is beyond comprehension. You just don't find it. So it's all on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. Join Rick, myself, and the gang up there. It's going to be fun.
All right. That sounds like a good deal. So.
All right, Rick, thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
That sounds good. Okay, guys.
All right.
Have a good day.
Appreciate the call this morning. Now, that is our catch report and is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. The live bait hooks drive the point home. Gamakatsu features the absolute perfect bend, and its ideal barb allows the bait to swim harder and longer. And when they do fall victim to that intended predator, Gamakatsu bites back with a vengeance. All the hooks are not the same. Check out Gamakatsu hooks for infinite success. Gamakatsu.com for more information. And hey, Corey, you're going to be at the Longfin in Orange coming up here. And very, very soon, Saturday, October 14th, it's the big 6th annual Customer Appreciation Day, right?
A lot of fun. They put on a killer deal. There's a line wrapped around the building before daylight. And all the vendors are set up. And it's just a really good vibe. And everybody's got their booth set up and fraternizing and talking with people. And you know,
everything's on sale.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean... Yeah. You've been there, and you've experienced
it. It's unreal.
It's madness.
It's like no other sale.
It's madness.
Yeah, mark your calendar, Saturday, October 12th. People, they make a day out of it. It's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Longfin in Orange, and you're going to be there.
I'll be there for sure.
Okay,
yep.
Cool. Very good. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Corey. These people want to talk to you. Let's talk to Mike in Rosemead. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for hanging in there.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, man, I'm getting excited. I mean, I'm almost as excited as the guy who waits all year just to go on that one long-range fishing trip. Next month, I'm going to Crawley for a week to chase down those big brown trout, and we drag streamers behind the boat. But this year, I might want to try and mix it up and maybe drag a swim bait that mostly imitates a small rainbow. I'm thinking... By the way, you guys are talking like the Christmas tree pattern. Also, they also have the small perch fry that are, you know, smaller, maybe about an inch or two in length. But what would be the take on that?
Thank you
very much.
Yeah, that's a really good one, Mike. Actually, the Christmas tree is a really good calico bass color. And typically with calicos, it's an, you know, orange or red glitter or that kind of thing. So that color is really good for saltwater. What you're describing, Epicrawley or the Sierras, those bigger rainbow and definitely the brown trout are trying to eat their brethren. I mean, they're trying to eat small fry, like you're saying, perch too, but they also eat the small trout fry and stuff like that. So if you find a rainbow trout pattern, it's going to be pretty tough to go wrong. And I know guys troll them on lead core too and get them down,
okay,
you know, 15, 20 foot.
Uh-huh.
And you'll do good like
what
that.
What size?
I would use at least a 4-inch or a 5-inch.
Now, this is your new freshwater series.
If you used a 5-inch swimmer and you actually used the Gamakatsu 7-0 weighted swim bait hook, it's called a super line hook, you'll have pretty darn good success. And if you go all the way down, there's a little 3-inch swimmer too, and that rigs up on a 1-0 hook. You'd be amazed. And if you want to see that little tiny 1-0 hook, Johnny down at Dana's got them prominent right there hanging next to the baits.
Okay. And he'll teach you how to rig them, too.
I'm telling you, your mind will be blowing it when you see this little miniature weedless swim bait. And that fish gets on the bank, too. I know, like, Caesar Chang, he does really well from the bank catching decent-sized trout. You'd be surprised. You don't always have to be in a boat.
Oh, yeah. No, they'll eat it, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Have fun. Good luck on your trip. Matt in La Mesa, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Corey. Hey, I am leaving next Saturday on a 7-day on the Royal Star, and I've never really thought about fishing swim baits on this trip before, but I thought I'd give it a try. What do you recommend?
Well, Matt, for a 7-day trip, it's probably not the most ideal. I'll be just up front and honest with you, and like I said earlier, I'm selling good times, I'm selling a product, I'm selling a good vibe, and it's probably not the best scenario. If you're on an overnight trip, I would say for sure, okay, because you're probably not getting the best bait. You're going to have the best bait available on a 7-day, Royal Star, Tim, Randy, those longer trips get the more cured bait. It's been in there a while. On your own boat or an overnight trip, I would say 100%. But, Matt, on that kind of a trip, you bring a few iron, rely on the bait that they have provided, you're not going to go wrong.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. And it sounds like your timing is great because the Royal Polaris just came back from there and just had an epic trip. So I you're probably getting excited, huh?
Just a little bit. Yeah, I did see that report that the Royal Polaris posted, and I hope they left some fish for us.
Oh,
so.
I think there's a couple fish.
Well,
there.
Matt, if you catch enough yellowtail, I've got a home for it.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more from Corey Sand and MC Swim Baits. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom and over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone, family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more. Or at inlandboatcenter.com. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, "We're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bib, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You know, you just heard Seakeeper spot today. Demo day with Seakeeper today and tomorrow at Big Bay Yachts, right there next to Point Loma Seafoods at Intrepid Landing. So they're doing it all day today, all day tomorrow. Just go see Berkeley and Pete down there. And I'm telling you, whether you're in the market for one of these, whether you have a boat, just go down there and check it out. Take a ride, be amazed is what they say. And it's a beautiful day today and tomorrow. Just trust me on this one. Go down there. It's free. Check out this amazing system. It's technology that'll absolutely blow your mind. So that's the Seakeeper Demo Day today and tomorrow. Down there with Scott Lampe and the gang at Big Bay Yachts, right there at Intrepid Landing, right next to Point Loma Seafoods in Point Loma. So check that out, going on all day today and tomorrow, the Seakeeper Demo. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Bruce in Lemon Grove, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for hanging in there, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. Fantastic show as usual.
Thank you.
Hey, Corey, question for you was about bass reels. Basically, what one you preferred, and do you notice a difference, like the 200s and smaller ones back in the 90s seem to be a lot more durable than the ones they're putting out right now?
Well, I'll tell you, Bruce, there's a big difference in reels from the 90s to today. And, you know, it's the big difference today is there's cranking power. You heard Pete and myself talking about the tranks, okay, and it's a cranking power like the Trinidad. When the Trinidad came around, pin reels and that kind of thing was kind of the norm, and you would get locked up on a fish. If you could just imagine, you come tight, and there's no way to follow through. You had to pull with a rod and then reel down with a reel. I mean, that's your traditional, right, like pump and grind, right?
Yeah, the old pin 500, right?
I mean, like, seriously, Bruce.
Yeah.
Okay, but reel technology was really in that era up until just a few years ago, period. The bass reels now are phenomenal, and you can get a lot done with a smaller reel, and you have that Trinidad type of cranking power to follow through. You don't every time with a calico, every time you pump, you have to give it slack to be able to wind down before, okay? Bruce, and every time you do that, you're giving that fish a chance to turn its head. It's a nightmare. You don't want that with a 5-pounder or better because you're probably going to lose it.
Yes.
So with a short pump and being able to crank and follow through, it's huge, I'm telling you. And you're going to find that in a few reels today.
Yeah.
Okay. And Tranks is one of them.
And you look at that Tranks 300, 400, comes in two different gear ratios. That like that the high-speed one is like 7 to 1, man. You talk about wanting to crank down on that fish, you're going to miss way fewer fish.
But
right?
But here's the thing, Pete and Bruce, follow this. Okay, typically with a high-speed gear ratio, 7 to 1, 8 to 1, you lose cranking power. Today you don't.
You don't.
You
and that's
okay.
Key, right?
So
why is cranking power, why is speed so important?
Well, a lot of what we're doing, Bruce, is drawing that reaction bite. And to be able to draw the reaction bite, you're mimicking that bait fish running from another fish. And we explained that earlier with a largemouth. It's the same thing with a calico or spotted bay bass or smallmouth or whatever it is. If you can draw that reaction bite by making the bait fish look like it's running from another fish, the secondary fish races out. You're drawing a reaction for that fish to leave its lair, whether it's the kelp or a rock or a bush. That fish will dart out and grab that lure, and a lot of that comes together with speed, okay? And 3 to 5 years ago, you'd have been afraid to say high-speed gear ratio because it didn't come with cranking power.
Right.
Today, you will be amazed. I'm telling you, the Tranks is one of them.
Yep. Yeah, so check it out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up for the first time all morning, 858-457-1090. Rob in La Jolla, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
We're back. Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Rob. Are you guys on?
Is this Rob?
Yeah.
Hi,
okay,
Rob.
I just got back.
How
I
are you?
Ran out. Hey, you guys. Good morning.
Good
my
morning.
Question for Corey, earlier now it was where you guys picked up, where they picked up that 300-pound cows on the bluefin, but they've kind of more or less answered that question around the islands and so forth. But my second question was, how about albacore, guys? When are we going to see some albacore? Last time I saw albacore here was with Pete Lapicola and Tom Marino, Cortez Bank, many, many years ago. We got 3/4 of a ton about, oh, got it. So many moons ago.
Wow.
Where are they coming back?
Yeah, it's a good question, right, Corey? Any ideas?
But here's the thing, Rob. You look at it as, they're kind of gone, or when are they coming back? But that's the beauty of the ocean. Like Mark Wish was talking about earlier, and we talked about, Pete and I earlier, is that's the beauty of the ocean. You have to take advantage, and take advantage of what's given. Whether you're going out calico fishing and looking at the conditions, you have to deal with what you're given at that point in time and make it happen. Right now we're having some of the most epic, the last 3 years with wahoo and yellowfin tuna and cow bluefin tuna. Like, are you kidding me? In our backyard.
300 pounders, 60 miles away.
Rob, you're blowing it. Don't worry about the albacore. They're coming, whether it's next year or the year after.
I think it's next year.
You know
why, Corey?
Tell me.
Because I predict every year, and I figure at one point it's going to come true, right?
And I'll tell you what, when they come back, Rob, it's going to be the most amazing injection of adrenaline to this industry.
Oh boy,
that we have not seen in 15 years.
No doubt about it.
Period. There's a whole generation of people that don't even know how to fish an anchovy. They've never caught an albacore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to add a whole new dynamic for whatever reason. Well, I can tell you one reason. They're very good eating.
Yes. Yeah.
But
they're fun to catch.
They're bite friendly.
They bite.
It's a bite friendly fish. It's kind of like the yellowfin right now. It's a bite friendly fish. They're good eating, except the albacore is a colder water, fattier driven fish with flavor that is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, and especially today, the way the boats take care of the fish, going to make a huge difference.
That's right, with the RSW.
Fisherman's Par processing into the mix.
We had none of that.
None of
the
that.
The last albacore period.
Yeah, now we have it all.
But we have to enjoy what we're given at this point in time.
Well, I'll take it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Look who's on the line, Dan Hart. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Corey. How are you doing?
Dan, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I just had a great trip to San Quintin, fishing your swim baits at the north end of San Martin there. It was great. Really had a lot of fun. I was down with Dave Morgan and Eric Dahlkamp and Eric Skiff, and caught a lot of calicos, a lot of stuff fishing your 5 and 7 inch swim baits. And last year at Fred Hall, I bought, I guess it's your 9 inch, your biggest swim bait you had for saltwater, and put one of them, you know, and just kind of rigged it and threw it in a box. And we were getting towards the end of the trip, and I said, okay, you know, I'm just going to drag this thing out and start fishing it. I got about an hour left, and I'm just going to start casting it for the rest of the trip. And about the 8 or 10 cast, I got rolled on by a little calico, jumped on it, or tried to get it, looked at it, and it got chased off by about an 18-pound sea bass that took a swipe at it and missed it. And then two casts later, it goes off like somebody threw a rock in the water and was, yeah, and got bit the first time on it. And I was really stoked, you know, because the anticipation factor is nice when you have that bait in the water, you know. You're thinking anything that bites this is going to be awesome. And the fish we caught were great fish, you know, 5.5 to about 6 pounds, I think, was the biggest. But I caught about a half a dozen fish on it in that hour. Just throw it in the deepest part of the weeds, drag it right out of there through the little clear spots. And every time it gets rolled on, it's exciting because they know it's going to be a quality fish.
That's awesome, Dan. And if people want to see that, you can go to the MC Swim Bait Instagram page right now. And I put that picture up there, Dan.
Oh, really?
Of the 9-inch bait. And it's actually, it's a freshwater bait. Okay, that's made to rig weedless, and it's so cool because the eye of the hook snugs up into the nose, and you never see the eye of the hook, and it's so compact and neat, and the eyeballs are so incredible. I actually hand pour and design every single eyeball.
You're kidding.
No, if you've never seen one, it'll blow your mind, I'm telling you.
Yeah. I've got the one I used here at the store at Seaforth if you guys want to come by and look at it. It's mauled, but it is 90% of the bites are right on the head, right on the eyeballs. You know, there's a little bit of the tail has got a little bit of teeth marks on it, but they can't bite this thing like an anchovy and swallow it. They got to swallow this thing head first, so they go for the head every time.
And so when you look at the weighted swim bait hook in that 9-inch bait, and it's in the first 3 or 4 inches of the bait, you're kind of timid and shy about it, but you're describing it perfectly, Dan. And that it's the same thing with largemouth too. And the whole deal with, like I was talking to Dave Morgan about it, Dan, and you look at a 9-inch bait, and artificial 9-inch bait is huge, but you would have no problem in your life taking a 9-inch mackerel and putting a 6-odd hook in it for calicos. You would not.
Absolutely not.
No.
And it worked really, really well. It's kind of interesting because it's like casting a 7X on an 8-foot bass rod. You know, I was fishing a Curado 300 with 50-pound and an 8-foot Calcutta old Shimano rod. And it's kind of interesting to fish it on it. It's almost like I don't cast this thing. I deploy the weapon, okay, and it hits the water. And it's, like I said, you never take your eyes off it because you know that anything you eat is just going to be quality.
Even a bite from a 2-pounder, though, just it's adrenaline packed, you know, even a 2-pounder.
Absolutely.
Well, one of the most experienced tackle guys in Southern California, Dan Hart, now at C4 Sport Fishing, right, Dan?
It is, yeah, I'm working here. I'm the opening guy on Sunday through Thursday, and I'm here from 5 a.m. till about 1.
All
I'm loving it.
You want to go check it out? Yeah, they have a great tackle store, and Dan's the man. Go see him.
All right, guys, great talking to you. Corey, I hope to see you get a couple more of those for me, okay?
That's awesome, Dan, for sure.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Dan. Appreciate the call this morning. Yeah, that's great. Great to have him at Seaforth.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
Such a good guy. Rich and Bradley, you're next up. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Corey. While I was involved in anticipation of asking my question, you had a caller call in and ask about why would you want to use your lures instead of live bait? And you mentioned that it's a satisfaction of catching it on lures. I think you kind of missed out on the opportunity to explain that there are times, aside from when you're just casting at big patties, that there are times when your swim baits are much more effective than even really good lively bait. I've had times when I've been out on party boats where the captain has just stood next to me to unhook my fish because I was throwing Corey's baits.
Yes.
And everybody else is throwing those real nice lively baits, but it takes a while for it to get into position where that bait on the lead head is instantly in the zone. And when you get bit and you miss the fish, it's still there and it's still working for you, and the fish are still fighting for it. I think it's got more drawing power than a live bait does because of the water displacement and the vibration. So you might add that to the mix when people ask, why would you want to use your bait?
Rich, Rich, you're describing it perfectly, okay? And but to try to describe that to somebody that doesn't understand that enthusiasm and that what you're describing, you've experienced. So you get it and you know it. And you yourself, you can share that, and you're doing it perfectly, okay? But when I try to, like, convey that, and I guess I do to some point, but anybody that knows me, I try to stay, like, low-key and not as boisterous. But if I feel if I did that, I'm trying to oversell it, you know? And,
yeah,
and
I get that.
And, Rich, you're describing the enthusiasm, period. And it is. If you know what you're doing, it's 10 times more effective than possibly throwing a live bait because you know how you want to present it and draw the bite, okay? So you're, Rich, you're hitting it to the T. You can hear I'm pumped. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Rich. Wendell and Camarillo, you're next up.
Good morning, guys. Had a question about fishing Morro Bay. I went up there recently on a charter trip and fished, bottom fished with heavy weights, mostly bottom fish and a few ling cod. But I would like to know what kind of rig we could use for targeting the lings with the swim baits.
Oh. Well, the bigger the better, period, Wendell. Okay, so like the 9-inch Viejos, the 8-inch slug, the bigger the better.
And color?
Color is so secondary because it could be a white one, pearl white, it could be a glow. Or it could be darker rockfish patterns. Like a lot of the colors they go through up north are like our calico colors.
Red. And you said you ship hundreds of pounds to Central California for the rockfish.
There's shipments that are 80 to 100 pounds.
Unbelievable.
That are all 9-inch Viejos strictly for rockfish, period.
There you go. And so what you're saying is the darker colors, the rockfish colors.
They love our calico colors, period.
And what kind of hook are you going to put on that?
They use heavy lead heads, Wendell. They have, in the shop, they have special 2 to 4 ounce lead heads that they rig those on. And you're fishing the same thing, Morro Bay. Some of those guys are probably going to Morro Bay, you know, 60 to 120 foot of water. You can do it with a 2 to 4 ounce and a 9-inch bait.
God, that's
a lot of fun. I know.
Oh, is that fun? Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Good question. Appreciate that very much. Steve in Mission Viejo, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, I got a quick question. I just got a Tranx 400, and I wanted to set it up for calico here down in Dana Point. What do you recommend, 65, 80 pound? I didn't catch that earlier.
Well, what I would do if I were you, Steve, is I would put 65 pound braid on there. You can do almost anything you want with that. If you want to throw a surface iron, you want to use a weedless swim bait, you can adjust your leader to 30, 40, up to 60 or 80. It doesn't matter. I mean, you can change it. And here's the beauty of that, okay? Whatever, make sure you choose an adequate rod. And with that outfit, you can use that for tuna, seriously.
Absolutely. And I would recommend if the 65-pound braid be the Max Quattro. Because you're going to get 25 to 30% more line on there, thinner diameter, casts amazing, and then if you double it for tuna and you hook a big one, you're going to have the capacity.
I mean, that's the beauty of it, Steve, okay? Because that you can fish a yellowtail bite with it, you can go tuna fishing, or you can go calico fishing.
It's an amazing piece of equipment.
And it holds a lot of line.
Amazing. Yeah. Unbelievable. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Richard in Monrovia, you're next up. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I'm getting into bounce balling for halibut now. What would you recommend, Corey, for a swim bait to go behind a bounce ball rig?
Well, you could use just your standard, like, pin-on-the-leadhead style swim bait. I know guys that have done it. I know guys that have used actually the slug because bounce balling, you kind of let the flasher do the work and give it action. And the slug kind of gives way to that, but creates its own kind of action along with it. And a lot of guys use, you know, like the hoochies and stuff. And, in fact, the swim bait tucked up into the hoochie works very well.
Really?
And so when you look at like a 5-inch Viejos, the Viejos is a longer, more slender style body, which will tuck up in there. And you could do it that way if you wanted.
No kidding.
And still use a trap hook.
Wow.
Appreciate that.
That's a good one. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Bob in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob. And Corey, I got a question I'm bringing up for the tuna shootout. Yeah, I'm super dead next month.
We're having...
But I want to do some Fargo and Korea fishing with the MC bait. What would you recommend and how would I rig those?
Well, I've done exactly what you're talking, the Pargo and Cabrilla fishing. And
down in East Cape area.
Oh, it could be very effective, but you have a couple enemies that are against you in the whole thing, Bob.
I know
and,
one of them.
And number one is going to be a trigger fish, and number two is going to be a puffer. And they are horrendous. You won't even feel the bites, and you come in, and your plastic's got half moons out of it everywhere. Okay,
they're amazing. How do they do that?
It is amazing. So... You either have to work it faster than you want to avoid that, or you have to go to a hard bait. And
it is effective, though.
It is effective.
I've used them very effective down there. You just have to be willing to sacrifice a few baits, which doesn't break the heart of a manufacturer at all, does it?
No, it doesn't, but you want to sell good times and good vibes. Yeah. So to avoid the puffer and the triggers, work it faster than you think, number one. Or go to a hard bait or surface iron or something. Because there are times where the surface iron or hard bait's going to work better.
Yes.
But there are times where the plastic's going to work better, too.
For sure.
So
hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to make a couple of callers very happy with a beautiful set of MC swim baits. Wrap things up here. Tell you about tomorrow's show. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau. Built to fish, built to last. Check out these new products designed just for anglers. The two new HD Series hard cases with thick customizable foam to protect your electronics when not in use. While the new HD Series tough boxes provide heavy-duty waterproof protection, clear lids and O-ring seals keep water out while letting you see in. Flambeau's patented Z-Rust provides additional protection against rust and corrosion, keeping your valuables safe. For travel, protect your rods with a tough bazooka rod carrier. Available at Turner's Outdoorsman and other fine tackle retailers.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Congratulations, Mike and Rosemead, Rob and La Jolla. You are the two winners of the $100 sets of MC swim baits and shirts and hats and the whole thing. Thank you, Corey.
Oh, it's a lot
of fun. Very generous. And you hand make every single lure.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about it this time.
To this day.
To this day, every single lure, nobody touches one of them. If you're buying online, some of the packaging stuff, I have somebody that helps me occasionally with that. They don't do it 100%, but every single lure you buy out of the shop, nobody touches it but me, from making it to bagging it to delivering it, period.
Wow.
End of the story.
Yeah, for sure. So local tackle stores or mcswimbaits.com?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great way. You could come to Longfin on October the 14th.
The 12th.
Is it the 12th?
October. It's Saturday. Saturday, October 12th.
In that period right there.
Yeah,
okay.
Right there.
And
then
Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day, November. You're going to have to help me.
November 4th.
Okay, so that's always a fun day. November 4th. If you want to jump on a skiff trip, the Shogun, we have two trips. We're doing a northern one, actually, San Clemente Island.
October 14th. October 14th for the Longfin.
Okay,
you were right on that. Saturday, October 14th.
You want to jump on the Shogun on a skiff trip? We're doing a northern San Clemente Island, San Nick, Santa Barbara Island kind of thing.
Oh, that sounds cool.
6 day in May.
When is that?
In May.
Okay.
They just put that up, so it's completely open. The June trip is down south fishing the coastline and Baja. A lot of fun.
A lot of fun. All that info, mcswimbaits.com.
Absolutely.
Got it up there. All right, Corey. Keep up the great work. We'll see you in the tackle stores. We'll see you at the upcoming events. Of course, Longfin, October 14th, Tackle Day, November 4th. A lot coming up here.
Looking forward to the good times.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's going to be good times. And thank you for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Speaking of Fisherman's Landing, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Along with our buddy Adam, who we thank very much for all his hard work on the other side of the glass. Right back here on the Mighty 1090.